USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No flights have taken off out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan for at least 8 hours. Two officials saying most of the refugees have been relocated to Qatar, but it has now reached its capacity. The U.S. is working with allies to find other locations in Europe and elsewhere to send the planes. The Fed Reserve has indicated it could pull back on economic stimulus as early as later this year. However, Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan tells Fox Business the impact of the Delta variant of COVID-19 could change that.
It's affecting ability to hire workers because of fear of infection. It's certainly limiting, we think, production output and maybe exacerbating supply-demand imbalances.
Kaplan saying that COVID-19 has taught him to keep an open mind. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
One airline is extending their no alcohol on planes policy.
American Airlines has extended a ban on alcohol sales in its economy class until at least January. The new date is in line with the federal mask mandate for public transportation that was also extended through that date. American Airlines had previously extended a ban on the sale of alcohol through September 13th. Southwest Airlines is the only other airline currently prohibiting the sale of alcohol. The airline doesn't have a timetable to resume alcohol sales after reverting plans to lift the restriction on most flights by July 14th after a passenger physically assaulted one of its flight attendants. The FAA announced civil penalties totaling more than $1 million were levied against close to 4,000 unruly passengers just since January. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study finds the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine declines in effectiveness faster than the one developed by AstraZeneca. That's the finding of researchers at Oxford University, which worked with AstraZeneca to develop its vaccine. The study, first published on Thursday, says two doses of the Pfizer vaccine have greater initial effectiveness against new infections, but they say that effectiveness declines faster than two doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine. Now, as far as if these new studies and people who have been fully vaccinated getting coronavirus will lead to more vaccine hesitancy, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary says we need to remember.
People confuse breakthrough cases with the vaccine not working, but there's really two levels of protection. And I think part of the problem is we've messaged the idea of efficacy or protection with one term. There's really two levels. There's a protection against death and disability. That's always been our battle. And then there's a protection against mild illness, and that wanes, and we've always known that was going to be the case. I think people need to know the vaccines still work despite mild breakthrough infections.
Mike Richards, new host of Jeopardy, is stepping down from the job 1 week after landing it, following controversy about his inside role in the hiring search and his involvement in past employment lawsuits and a series of offensive jokes he made on a podcast years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.